Orpheus was a Thracian singer, much revered in ancient Greece. He was said to be the son of Calliope, muse of epic poetry. His chief myth concerns the death of his wife, the nymph Eurydice, who was killed by the bite of a venomous snake. Orpheus was so saddened and grief-stricken by this sudden loss that he risked his own life in a desperate journey to the land of the dead in the forlorn hope of bringing Eurydice back home. By using his miraculous music, Orpheus was able to charm the boatman, Charon, who ferried him across the river Styx, and the three-headed Cerberus, so that he could enter the underworld. Even the ghosts of the dead were greatly moved by his song. But the rulers, Hades and Persephone, granted Orpheus his only desire on one condition. Under no circumstances was Orpheus to look back at Eurydice until both of them were completely returned to the land of the living. But so overcome was the singer by love for his departed wife that just before they reached the surface of the ground, he could not resist a quick glance in the half-light. The result was that Eurydice turned into a ghost again and sank back into Hades' kingdom forever. Emily's smile had faded away again, and she studied the lines that were deep in Miller's face. He was looking away from her, but even from the side she could see the corner of his eyes turned down.
"When I was turning 60, see, I was in St. John's with my brother. I was in town for work and my family came down to see me in the boat. We had a great old party. We was at my niece's house, Kitch's daughter. She's some lovely, like you, she is. And we had a big old feed and a fine party. My sons were there, and my missus, and my granddaughter."
A frown creased Emily's brow.
"They went back the next day. Beautiful day it was. No reason for that boat to go down. But down she went."
At first, Emily didn't quite realize what Bert Miller was saying.
"My wife, my boys, their wives, and my granddaughter. The sea took them all in one sunny morning."
Bert Miller's voice had quieted, and his stare seemed distant.
"You think things. You think, why, God? You hate the sea. But I lived on the sea for years. We all did. We all do. We know what it can take. We know that. But you think, why?"
He was speaking so softly. Emily's gaze was fixed on the side of his face.
"My brother and his wife and his daughter tried to look after me. Nothing they could do. You get to the place, see, where you think you can never come out of it. You figure there's no point trying. You figure if God chose to take everything from you in one morning, then there's no point to living anymore."
He paused, but his stare didn't shift.
"You think if all I worked for in 60 years is gone, then maybe I'm supposed to be gone. You figure the pain itself is enough to kill you dead. You figure you can never live again.